Good morning. Today we have a very interesting and relevant question. Convincing somebody to move from one shul to another. For example, you daven in a shul, maybe it's the rav of the shul, and he wants to build up the minyan, wants to ensure that they have a rav am, wants to make sure that more people are coming to the shirim. So he sees somebody who is a good member of another shul, and he really wants that person in his own shul. Can he try to convince him? Or can certain people, individuals, the gabbai, people who daven in the shul, doesn't have to be the rabbi and the gabbai, can they go to another shul and try to convince people to come, join our shul? Or when you're starting a new shul, building a new shul and you need to build membership, can you convince others, come daven by us, you'll really enjoy it. So we're going to go through a tshuva by the Mishnah Halachas Rav Menashe Klein, and he was asked, is there a problem of hasagas gvul, of going and speaking with people who daven in one base medrash, one shul, and to try to convince them to daven by you. So he goes through an analysis and he says as follows. Point number one, it is poshut, then when in dealings of business, vaday shein lechadava garu, there's nothing worse than one competitor going into somebody else's store. It's actually based on a Gemara that we saw in Baba Basra, that if you have an incumbent business, A, B is permitted to come and compete, build a store, build a competitive business, and even next to A, but they have to stay in their own respective locations. A is not permitted to go into B's location. B is not permitted to go into A's location and try to convince people to come daven, to come purchase, to come do business by them. So you're allowed to stay in your own location. You're allowed to compete. You can even open up after somebody else is in business, but you can't go into somebody else's location. So he says that to go into somebody else's location is posh disaster in business. And then he continues, v'chein misha omed lifnei chanut chaveiro, talking about business as well. It's not only going into somebody's physical co-location, but standing in front of the location. You're standing in front of somebody else's store, and you see purchasers going into the store, and you say to them, come to my store. Certainly, even in that, you're not going into their location, but you're standing in front of the location. There's hasagas gvul there as well. And then he takes it to another step, and he says that even if you just know that there's a certain wealthy person that he does business with another, and you want to do business with one of them, so you want to take away the business, convince one of them to do business with you, so you want to go and you want to tell one of them, the one you want to do business with, come do business with me instead. In the language of the Mishnah Halachas, you speak with them and you say, Shalo yisavita and orimo, don't do business with them. Elo yavo etzlo. When you come to me and do business with me, that indeed is usur as well. So an example of that would be if you have an attorney who has a client, and that client, they do business regularly, only exclusively. So he's saying that another attorney to come and try to bust that up and say, don't work with attorney number one, come work with me, that would be hasagas gvul. So he applies all of those concepts. We went through three concepts just now. The first is not going into somebody else's location, not going and convincing purchasers who are entering somebody's location. So you're not in the location, you're standing outside. And in addition, if you know somebody who does business with somebody else, A and B, don't try, C should come and try to convince one of them, A, do business with me instead of with B. So the Mishnah Halachas applies that to our question of how about convincing somebody to go and leave one shul and daven in another. So he says as follows, the same would apply if you go to people that daven in one shul. They daven in a different shul. They have a different rav, and you go and you try to convince them to leave the place that they are at and come to a different place. There's this is prohibited. Umaziko, you're causing nezek to the first place, the place that they daven. The gozel mamono, and you're stealing the money. What's going on with money here? Because those are people that are paying dues. They're giving donations to the first shul, and you're trying to convince them to come to you. In particular, you may like them. You may like the voice, but also you're going to get their donations, their membership dues, the tzedakah that they give is going to be in the new shul. So he says that that is indeed absolutely prohibited. And he brings a proof, the Mabit. The Mabit, we actually saw this yesterday, The Mabit said that if you have people coming into a town, he was talking about Tzfas, and they had actually two shuls for people who were from the country he was from Gerus Sfarad, from Spain. They had two shuls, a bigger shul, a smaller shul. The Mabit was the Rav of the smaller shul. And what the bigger shul would do is that they would stand at the entrances to the city, and when they saw people who would come to either one of those shuls, because they divided up the shuls based on the languages, that's based on their place of origin. So people who were from originally from Sfarad, from Spain, they had two choices, one of two shuls, and the gvirim from the bigger shul, from the called the Kahal Hagadol, they would convince these people who were coming from out of town to come to their shul and not go to the Mabit shul. And the Mabit said that's absolutely prohibited. And even, he said that, even though these are people that didn't have a direct affiliation with one shul or the other, it wasn't the situation that the large shul, called the large shul and the small shul, the large shul was trying to convince people to come from the small shul to daven by them, but they were telling this to people who didn't have an affiliation with the shul, come daven by us. And still the Mabit said, because some of those people would likely go to the smaller shul, you can't try to convince them to come to you, because that's detrimenting the smaller shul that would receive the donations, the dues, the tzedakah from those donors. So that would be prohibited. So says the Mishnah Halachas, if the Mabit is going to say that that's prohibited, to try to convince people to daven in your shul, even though they're not affiliated with another shul, they're just coming into town, you have to let them choose themselves. Certainly, kal vachomer in our situation, to go into another shul and convince people in that shul, in that base medrash, that they support that shul, they're donors in that shul, they go to the shul, they support the minyanim in that shul, that would certainly be a problem to try to convince them to come to you. Certainly if that person is going to come of his own volition. That person wants to change shuls, fine, absolutely, you can change shuls, that's not a problem, anyone can daven where they want to, but to go and convince that person to leave the shul, that indeed would be an Isser Gomer, totally prohibited. And he says, even more so, it's not the fact that you're going inside the location of their shul or their best medrash and trying to convince them to come elsewhere. Even if you meet them in a store, even if you meet them in the park, it doesn't matter where you're trying to convince them. It doesn't matter where the conversation is having. It's the substance of the conversation. If the substance of the conversation is you're telling them, come daven by us, knowing that they daven elsewhere and they support elsewhere, that in of itself is the prohibition. That would be the Hasaga school, because you're damaging the shul that they are currently davening in. Have a wonderful day.